It doubtless has put the fear of God into that union and probably most of the unions around the country. If you step back from the newspaper business, you know that the same thing is happening in many other industries. The auto workers are being forced to make concessions. People working for the airline unions have, over the years, made many concessions to try to salvage or reconstruct the economics of their businesses. So I take this at face value as a genuine warning to the unions at that location at the Chronicle that changes have to be made, or the economics of the business will be unsustainable, as they have not been. More than $1 billion has been spent on the San Francisco Chronicle by Hearst since it bought the business in the year 2000, and they have never, ever made a nickel of profit.
Alan, as you mentioned here in your blog posting, Hearst announced the same thing with the Seattle Post-Intelligencer last month. So far, no purchaser has stepped forward in Seattle, nor have they in some other major newspapers. But the difference here is that there's a potential buyer here in the Bay Area, and that's a group called the Media News Group. How viable, how serious a contender are they to actually purchase the Chronicle?
There is a, I would say that the Chronicle, there is a viable path to the Chronicle being acquired by Media News, and I'll come back to that in a moment. I want to clarify one thing, though. In Seattle, which is another newspaper owned by the Hearst Company, the management came in and did not offer anybody the opportunity to renegotiate contracts, save money. The management came in and said, we will not operate this newspaper any longer. If somebody wants to buy it, they can buy it. If nobody buys it within 60 days or so, we're going to close it. So there wasn't even a choice in Seattle for the unions to even enter into negotiation to make any concessions. Why would the situation be different in San Francisco? That's the question. And one of the answers probably is that there is a potential acquirer for the Chronicle in some form in a company called Media News Group. It's a national company that owns newspapers in places like Salt Lake, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, but their largest group of newspapers is in Northern California. And what they've done is they've bought up almost all the newspapers in the counties surrounding San Francisco in Northern California and consolidated them into a cluster where they share content, they share advertising sales, and they've attempted as much as possible to streamline production to cut costs. If the Chronicle were incorporated into that cluster, then enormous savings could be achieved in advertising sales, marketing, production, circulation, and, of course, in the newsrooms as well, because a reporter could cover, say, the San Francisco Giants for all the papers instead of the Chronicle sending a reporter to cover the Giants and Media News sending a reporter to cover the Giants. The other factor here is that the Hearst Corporation already has had some business dealings with Media News and actually helped Media News buy a couple of the newspapers in Northern California that compete with the Chronicle. One of those papers is the San Jose Mercury News. The other one is the Contra Costa Times. And to avoid the appearance of antitrust conflict, the way this deal worked, it was very complicated. But the way the deal worked, Hearst gave a certain amount of money towards the $1 billion necessary to buy those papers, but gained an equity interest in the Media News publications in Los Angeles so that they could at least make the case that they were still competing at arm's length in the San Francisco market. With the severe economic downturn and the general weakness of the newspaper business that even preceded the downturn, it's possible that, and perhaps even likely, that the U.S. Justice Department, which ordinarily would have frowned on such a transaction, might actually approve a combination of some, in some way, of the Chronicle with the rest of the media newspapers in Northern California.